Stream us at WJR.com or the WJR app. And if you did not hear our conversation with Mr. Jim Fitterling, the chairman and CEO of Dow, I hope you'll go back to the podcast, which you also can find now at WJR.com or on the WJR app. Listen to the whole show again or for the first time, and certainly for the interview that we had with Jim Fitterling. And he's been great here. They're getting ready to wrap up. People are starting to come out of the meeting here where Mr. Fitterling has been the guest speaker, the guest of honor today, if you will. And boy, he's got a lot going on at Dow and so many great things that he has brought to Midland. And for that matter, to golf, too, the LPGA, which they're now going to be calling the Dow Championship. And WJR will be there coming up in June. But more on that later. I just heard Janina Jacobs' name on the radio. That's a great blast from the past. And she's going to be there for the Spin on Golf Sunday at 6 p.m. That's great. She's wonderful, and I haven't heard her name or heard from Janina Jacobs in a while. That's nice to hear. Speaking of nice to hear, it's nice to hear that John Walsh is with us. He's the president and CEO of the Michigan Manufacturers Association, MMA, and he's been here enjoying this luncheon for the Detroit Economic Club. At least I think you've been enjoying it.
I have indeed. It was fantastic.
Well, it looked like it was, and it was a nice crowd enjoying this. How are the manufacturers in Michigan feeling about the economy, John?
People are feeling what I call cautiously optimistic for the year. Orders are up. There's some stability in the supply chain, which we've been lacking for a couple of years following COVID. A little bit of nervousness with... You've got the world stage, a lot of things going on. We have an election year. Regardless of where you stand, there's always some instability there. But when I meet with members, small and large, they're feeling pretty good about the year.
We have certainly all seen and heard and read about the OEMs pulling back a bit on the EV projections. And frankly, listening to the people who want to buy the cars. They're telling them what they want. They like the hybrids. They don't like the entire EV electric vehicle in at least the way it is right now. So have any of those decisions impacted your supplier base at this point?
It has. So it's understandable. First and foremost, I was at a breakfast this morning that Bill Ford spoke at the Breakfast Club, and he talked about some of the changes that they're making. And they're logical. They make sense. There's a plan for the future. Where it pinches the supply chain a bit is for those that were starting to make investments to prepare for the EV future. It's a little more difficult now to sustain perhaps the loans that they took on to buy new equipment.
Yeah, thought of when all of a sudden the government says, oh, well, maybe we're backing off. I thought, how'd you like to be Mary Barra waking up after billions of dollars doing what they said they needed us to do?
And here's the deal. It's not just the federal dollars. There are billions upon billions upon billions in private sector money.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm talking about. Talking about the money that General Motors, yeah. that Ford, that mm-hmm. Ford has been the brightest about this. I said it at the time. They were keeping an ICE, an internal combustion engine component. Mm-hmm. And I bet when they first announced that, some people said, which component are you working for, the internal combustion or the EVs? And the people who were going to EVs probably thought they were the special blessed people, and the people with ICE are going, oh, boy, I'm still with the internal combustion engine. Well, who's having the last laugh? The internal combustion engine people.
Well, those conversations actually did happen and still are happening as people try to think about what the future is. We're going to see EV vehicles. It's coming. The investment is great. The technology is improving. People are coming to understand them better. But those companies that made a decision to keep one foot in the internal combustion world while expanding or looking at the hybrids, they're going to be the most successful.
And I think we're seeing that.
Absolutely.
Right now. Now, tell me a little bit about what you would say your mission is for the Manufacturers Association, the Michigan Manufacturers Association. I know it's to empower, to inspire, and to support.
Absolutely. So I like to say we block and tackle. That's our job. We try to remove public policy impediments, regulatory impediments, and or get laws and regulations passed that help us move forward. In turn, we also help provide services to our smaller members. We have 2,000 members, 67% are smaller than 100 employees. They need our help to bring health insurance with Blue Cross or MetLife products to come into bear, as well as consulting services. And then we've made a massive investment in workforce development. That is the number one issue for all of our members, small and large. We're spending a lot of time on making sure we have a pipeline for the future.
Well, you have been a champion for the manufacturing community in Michigan. You have a proven track record. So I would presume it's not too difficult, and we have 2,000 members, it's not too difficult to become a member.
No, we try to keep it easy, and it's based on a member size in terms of employees. We make an argument of whether it's government affairs, workforce solutions, or services. People join for very different reasons, but they benefit from everything we do.
How do people get more information?
So they can go to our website, which is www.mimfg.org.
M-I-M-F-G, Michigan Manufacturing, M-I-M-F-G.org. All right. Always a pleasure, John. Keep in touch with us, will you? Let us know what's going on. And if any time we can be of help to you or your members of the Michigan Manufacturers Association, you know you merely have to let us know.
Thank you. I greatly appreciate that.
The president and CEO of MMA, Michigan Manufacturing Association, Mr. John Walsh, as we continue here on News Talk 760 WJR. And we're going to close out with a guy we spoke with yesterday. That's how much we love him. But this time it's in person. And people say, you know, Daniel House is the only guy that calls you Dub. And you know what? He's the only guy who's allowed to call me Dub. Because some people think you're saying dumb, but you're saying dub, like in W. Just thought I'd make that clear as we continue in focus on WJR. Winter can do funny things to your roof. The ice, the snow, the freezing, the thawing. It can all cause your shingles to become brittle and crack, which can lead to major roofing problems if not caught early. I am so looking forward to seeing Victor of Victor's Home Solutions. I'm going to be with him tomorrow. We're going to do some wonderful television commercials together. I believe in this guy and everybody who uses him. A guy in the lobby here today said, I just hired Victor. So far, they seem pretty good. And I said, I wouldn't say they're pretty good if I didn't think they were pretty good. They're real good. And the best advice I can give you is to call Victor's Home Solutions now and schedule an appointment free for a spring roof inspection. I say now because their calendar is going to get filled up as the weather gets warmer. Schedule your appointment before the rush. Get peace of mind knowing your roof is ready to handle the spring rains and have a plan if it isn't. If your roof has any problems, the spring thunderstorms will find them. You want to get any roof issues taken care of before it's too late and your home suffers significant water damage. When you call Victor's Home Solutions, you are taking the guesswork out of choosing the right roofing contractor. Such an important decision, choosing the wrong roofer can be a disaster. Victor's has more five-star reviews than any other roofer in Michigan. They offer a 50-year leak-free guarantee on every roof they install. You know, Victor's did a replacement for me on our roof, did a great job. So good. In fact, I hired them again to do a brand new roof on a brand new structure. So impressed with their customer service, their workmanship. They were there when they said they would be there. They cleaned up magnificently when they were done. It's all a great experience, and that's not always the case with a roofer. I want you to call Victor's Home Solutions today at 734-666-6914. That's 734-666-6914. Or you can book an appointment online simply at victors.com. 145, Daniel Howes coming up on WJR.